Hurricane season, Trump on sentencing. I'm Bart Neckert. The Carolinas appear to be on track for a visit from Tropical Storm Florence next week. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says it could become a hurricane within the next few days as it moves over warm Atlantic Ocean waters.
We've got all clear indication that this storm will not only strengthen, but it will also continue its west to northwesterly track, and that puts it on a beeline towards the east coast of the United States.
As former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos was sentenced to 14 days in prison for lying to the FBI, President Trump denied any contact with the man.
I don't know Papadopoulos. I don't know him. I saw him sitting in one picture at a table with me. That's the only thing I know about him. I don't know him. But they got him on, I guess, a couple of lies.
Papadopoulos was the first person to plead guilty in special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Former President Obama, off the bench and out campaigning for Democrats in the midterm elections. He came out swinging against President Trump and Republicans in Congress.
The claim that everything will turn out okay because there are people inside the White House who secretly aren't following the president's orders. That is not a check. That's not how our democracy is supposed to work.
Mr. Obama is expected to be asked to stump in a number of hotly contested House seat districts with the hope Democrats can win control.
We have the chance to restore some semblance of sanity to our politics.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
The entertainment industry mourning the loss of rapper Mac Miller, who died of an apparent overdose Friday in California. Chance the Rapper says he's completely broken by the news, saying Mac Miller, born Malcolm McCormick, helped launch his career, was one of the sweetest people you'd ever known. I'm Bart Neckert.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bullandbranch.com. Promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
If your last flight seems shorter than you were expecting, there may be good reason. Airlines may be fudging the numbers on flight times.
An investigation shows the same plane trips are taking longer than they did just 10 years ago. The reason? Airlines padding their flight schedules to create the impression passengers were reaching their destinations on time.
Oh, big old jet airline, oh.
Researchers for Which Travel say air carriers are quick to admit that adding 10, 20, even 30 minutes to advertise time for flights will improve on-time performance. Though it also usually means travelers will spend more time waiting at airports. They also point out it reduces the number of times airlines have to pay compensation for flight delays. I'm Scott Carr.
And I'm Bart Neckert.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-694-1010. That's 800-694-1010. 800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Senior Solutions at 8:30. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon. Right on Retirement at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-694-1010. That's 800-694-1010. 800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. 703-922-1900.
A-Action Home Services.com.
Problem solved.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss, like a sign saying bridge out up ahead. But in the digital world, there may be no warning when it comes to cyber threats. That's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect threats to your identity, and Norton Security protects your devices from ransomware, emerging viruses, and other online threats. And if you have a problem, their agents will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or even monitor all transactions in all businesses. But having new LifeLock with Norton means that they'll warn you about the threats you could otherwise miss on your own. Join now. Get an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Go to LifeLock.com or call 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at BollAndBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Boll & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. It is good to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton and our producer this morning. Lots to talk about. We've got the op-ed in the New York Times. We've got the situation with Barack Obama back out on the campaign trail, and very interesting dueling presidential messages yesterday. President Trump and former President Obama speaking pretty close to the same time, and wow, a volley of shots back and forth. We'll have some audio for you in just a moment on that. George Papadopoulos, you may have heard this, the Trump campaign advisor who triggered the Russia investigation, according to the Associated Press, sentenced to 14 days in prison after telling a judge he was deeply embarrassed and ashamed for lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russian intermediaries. I've seen stiffer sentences for parking tickets, I think, but he'll do his 14 days in the slammer. We do want to get into some of the audio from yesterday afternoon. Now, this is interesting. There was a lot going on, but we've tried to pull some of the highlights. And we'll start off with President Obama. He's in Champaign, Illinois. He's addressing college students. And Associated Press characterized the president's speech as issuing a scorching critique of his successor, accusing President Trump of capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years.
Each time we've gotten closer to those ideals, somebody somewhere has pushed back. The status quo pushes back. Sometimes the backlash comes from people who are genuinely, if wrongly, fearful of change. More often it's manufactured by the powerful and the privileged.
Well, that's one shot. Manufactured by the privileged. Gets more interesting. He continues on, and this is the one that I really struck me.
Over the past few decades, the politics of division and resentment and paranoia has unfortunately found a home in the Republican Party. This Congress has championed the unwinding of campaign finance laws to give billionaires outside influence over our politics, systematically attacked voting rights to make it harder for young people and minorities and the poor to vote, handed out tax cuts without regard to deficits, slashed the safety net wherever it could, cast dozens of votes to take away health insurance from ordinary Americans, embraced wild conspiracy theories like those surrounding Benghazi or my birth certificate.
Conspiracy theories. I love the way he talks about conspiracy theories. I'm still waiting to see Adam Schiff's firm evidence of collusion. All of the accusations about the Trump administration and Russia, and he's talking about paranoia? Wow. Well, President Trump made a comment that first time I heard it, I thought it was maybe a little juvenile, where Trump talked about falling asleep during the speech because he was watching a little bit of it before he went out on stage. But here's a bit of a clip, and I can kind of see where the president was going on it.
I'm here today because this is one of those pivotal moments when every one of us, as citizens of the United States, need to determine just who it is that we are, just what it is that we stand for. And as a fellow citizen, not as an ex-president, but as a fellow citizen, I'm here to deliver a simple message, and that is that you need to vote because our democracy depends on it.
The long pauses, you know, the kind of the rhythm of the speech, I can see where Trump's going on it. I mean, have you been in one of those rooms where there's a crowd around you, it's starting to get a little warm, and the sort of monotone speech and the long pauses? I can see why Trump came in and made this comment about what former President Obama and his speaking style.
What do you think of President Obama's speech? And I said, I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping.
Well, that's how President Trump characterized the speech. But Trump went on, and very interesting note about the Kavanaugh hearings, which we'll be talking about this morning. And here's how President Trump summed it up.
The way they're screaming and shouting and It's a disgrace to our country, actually. I don't know if anybody's been watching it. They're making fools out of themselves. And one of those people I'll be running against in 2.5 years. I'll be running against them. And I look so forward to it because we'll be able to give it back.
He sounded a little bit mellow. He was a little lower key than we typically see and hear the president yesterday, but he was hitting the home runs for his audience at that speech yesterday. And the president continued, and there was a little back and forth. Of course, President Obama, in his speech, was basically taking credit for the economy and the jobs numbers. Of course, that's all on President Obama, even though it's 2 years later and the numbers are much higher under this administration.
Today, right now, we have more people working than have ever worked. We've created more than 400,000, that's very soon going to be 600,000 manufacturing jobs since my election. Well, President Obama said you won't have manufacturing jobs anymore. They're not around. They're around. I think he was trying to take some credit. He was trying to take credit for this incredible thing that's happening to our country.
So that's a bit of a sample of the back and forth between former President Obama, who will be very active on the campaign trail, obviously trying to get the vote out for the midterm elections, and President Trump fighting back. It's 6:16. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and time for a check of the weather. For today, we're looking for clouds with a high of 72, rain tomorrow, high 66, some scattered thunderstorms on Monday with a high of 84, thunderstorms again on Tuesday with a high of 84, and more thunderstorms Wednesday, high 85. Right now in Washington, it's a cool 72, and that's about where we're going to be for the day. It's 6:17 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we'll be talking about a lot of topics today on the Saturday morning update. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be joining us later on, and we'll be talking about the grand jury investigation of Andrew McCabe, of course, former top FBI management, now facing a grand jury investigation. We're going to talk with Tony Schaefer, of course, about the national security implications of that New York Times op-ed, the author in, most likely, in very highly sensitive meetings at the White House, if that person is at the highest level, as the New York Times would have you believe. But what are the security implications, national security? What about their security clearance? We'll talk with Tony about that. We'll get the latest on Afghanistan. Of course, the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, there this week, terror attack in Kabul, and thoughts on North Korea. Letter being delivered to President Trump from Kim Jong-un. What's in the letter? What's it mean? Sanctions, military exercises. We're going to talk with Tony about that. We'll also have Gordon Chang on later on this morning. Of course, he is an expert on all things Asia. And we're going to get Gordon's read on Kim Jong-un. What is his strategy? Is he just stalling? Is he trying to play that clock out, do the running game as long as he can to string the president along? Or does he mean business? Well, we're going to read from Gordon. Also, the whole relationship of South Korea in the mix, as North Korea and South Korea seem to be getting cozier. What does that mean for the U.S.? Kim Jong-un also will be out on the road visiting, most likely, with Vladimir Putin, as well as Chinese leaders. What does that mean for the United States relationship and the sanctions and the pressure on North Korea? So we'll be hitting that this morning. John Gizzi joins us. Of course, he's the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com, and he's got a lot to say about the op-ed piece. We'll also talk about the Bob Woodward book this morning and what that means. Comes out next Tuesday. It's been dominating the sales charts at Amazon and Barnes & Noble this week. We'll be talking with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. She's got an interesting piece on the Trump resistance. They're threatening to get louder. And what about that Bob Woodward book and the media coverage? It's all coming up on the Saturday Morning Update. Great to have you with us.
Hi, this is Amy Keith, the owner of Flip Cheap Houses. I want to personally thank you for making us one of the most popular real estate mentoring companies in America. Our phones have been ringing off the hook because you see the value in working with your own personal mentor to help you learn how to invest in real estate and build your own business. For those of you who don't know who we are yet, we provide you with an experienced real estate investor that works with you one-on-one for 12 months. No other company offers that. We also provide you with thousands of motivated sellers. No other company offers that. We help you find the great real estate deals, negotiate them, and sell them for huge profits. If you have at least $10,000 and want to start your own business investing in real estate, watch our free webinar that explains everything. Text FLIPIT, F-L-I-P-I-T, to 555-888. Watch our free webinar by texting FLIPIT, F-L-I-P-I-T, to 555-888. Limited spots available. Text FLIPIT, F-L-I-P-I-T, to 555-888.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com.
AActionHomeServices.com.
Problem solved.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Effects of Brain Chemistry on Your Health on Wednesday, September 12th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
It is the Saturday morning update, and we've heard about the op-ed in the New York Times. And, you know, we've had a couple of days to let this settle a little bit and to try to put it in perspective. And, you know, even the New York Times said this in the intro to the op-ed. Quote, "The Times is taking the rare step of publishing an anonymous op-ed essay. We have done so at the request of the author, a senior official in the Trump administration, whose identity is known to us and whose job would be jeopardized by its disclosure." But that first sentence, "The Times is taking the rare step of publishing an anonymous op-ed essay," that's troubling to begin with, because if you've caught any of the major news outlets, the evening news broadcasts, a lot of what's been said in the op-ed and whoever this person is and whatever level they are at the White House, the way the mainstream media now has adopted this story, it's as though it is fact. And they're reporting a lot of this as fact when we don't even know who it is, what level of the administration they're in, whether they're somebody that's on the way out or whether it's somebody that's going to stick around, trying to save the country, I guess, is what they would have you think. That's why they're still there, because they're trying to keep the Trump agenda from going any further down the road. A couple of things stand out in the op-ed just for thought purposes. And I was trying to say, what is the reason for this person doing it? What is motivating them? What has got them so upset? And there were a couple of sentences that led me down the track of, well, maybe it's a disgruntled conservative who doesn't feel the president is conservative enough. I point to these quotes. "Anyone who works with him knows he is not moored to any discernible first principles that guide his decision-making. Although he was elected as a Republican, the president shows little affinity for ideals long espoused by conservatives, free minds, free markets, and free people. At best, he has invoked these ideals in scripted settings. At worst, he has attacked them outright." Right. So is this a sore conservative who is so conservative that the president isn't conservative enough for them? is that part of it. Something else in here that was odd is this notion of we. There is talk that we believe our first duty is to this country, and the president continues to act in a manner that is detrimental to the health of our republic. We want the administration to succeed and think that many of its policies have already made America safer and more prosperous, but they do believe that the president continues to act in a manner that is detrimental. Who is we? This person implies that cabinet members actually talked about invoking the 25th Amendment. With all of the leaks that come out of the White House daily, if there had ever been a conversation about invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office, would we have not heard about that? Would somebody maybe have mentioned it? Do we really think there is a collective among the cabinet members to talk about invoking the 25th Amendment? I don't think so. How much of this is just somebody's personal opinion and no more than that? Or interpretation or hearsay? But the media is now casting much of this in a way that if you're watching the news or listening to the news, it's reported as fact. And I think that's one of the most troubling aspects of this. This will go away in a couple of days. The Bob Woodward book will be on the shelves on Tuesday. I'm sure he was a little miffed. He was on a roll there on the media run there. Bob Woodward was on a roll, and then all of a sudden the New York Times op-ed overshadows him, and he drops off the radar screen. But his book's out Tuesday, and he'll be making the rounds, obviously, on all the major news outlets. So the op-ed will go away, but just the concern that somebody in the White House would do that, not only to the president, but to the country. And, of course, the way the media is treating it, very, very troubling. 627, Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
We have thousands of clients. Some were worried about taxes. Others wanted to avoid probate. Many lived in fear their money would wind up in their child's divorce case. All of them were relieved to hear about our Reservoir Trust. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English how you can get your legal house in order. Stop stewing about it. Know the freedom of having a great plan. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utilities, improve your comfort, and save you 40%. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from Thompson Creek means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. The typical supply chain has products going from the manufacturer to the distributor to the contractor and finally to the subcontractor for installation. Thompson Creek is the only factory with true factory direct pricing, and they're the only party responsible for their warranty, which covers you for up to 50 years. So Thompson Creek gives you peace of mind. Call now to buy one window and get one 40% off, plus zero interest until April 2020. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, or see thompsoncreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK today.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It is a Saturday morning update. We're coming up on 6:30, and some of the news that is going on around the globe this morning. An official at Iraq's Basra Airport says unknown assailants have fired three rockets at the airport in Basra, Iraq, adding no casualties were reported. The official says it was not clear who was behind the attack this morning. It followed a chaotic night that saw hundreds of angry protesters storm and set fire to the Iranian consulate and other Iranian interests in Basra. I'm not sure if you saw the video of Elon Musk, but the video on YouTube sent his stock shares tumbling 7% as the markets opened yesterday. It was after the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, appeared to smoke a joint, smoke marijuana during an interview, and the company's accounting chief left after a month on the job. The podcast that was shown on YouTube shows Elon Musk inhaling from what the host says is a combined marijuana-tobacco joint. Musk appeared on the Joe Rogan Experience overnight. The joint was provided to Musk by Rogan, who said it was legal. On Friday, the company announced that the chief accounting officer, Dave Morton, resigned after a month on the job, citing public attention and the fast pace of the post. The company announced the departure in a regulatory filing and said Morton had no disagreements with Tesla's leadership or financial reporting. Trump administration is granting only partial loan forgiveness to the vast majority of students approved for help because of fraud by for-profit colleges. That's according to a preliminary Education Department report obtained by the Associated Press. The figures show the impact of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos's new policy of tiered relief, in which students swindled by for-profit schools are compensated based on their earnings after the program. And as we mentioned at the head of the show, George Papadopoulos was sentenced to 14 days in jail, part of his plea for lying to the FBI. WMAL Weather Channel forecast looks cloudy today. We'll only be up to 72. Rain overnight, and we'll have some rain tomorrow with a high of 66. For Monday, warms up again, but we've got scattered thunderstorms expected Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with a highs of 84. In Washington right now, we're at 72, and that's about as high as we're going to go today. 6:33 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Saturday Morning Update. Great to have you with us. Another rip-roaring week in Washington. And to help us put it all in perspective, Jennifer Harper joins us each week from the Washington Times. She writes Inside the Beltway. And what a week inside the Beltway.
Yes, indeed. Well, I guess every week is rip-roaring inside the Beltway and beyond the Beltway, certainly. But this is a more rip-roaring week than previous ones, indeed. I didn't know which sideshow to watch next. There were so many of them happening this week. And I think the one thing to remember during all of the sideshows, whether you're talking about what was going on over the Supreme Court or the new Woodward book, whatever it was that was going on, President Trump carried on and took care of business during the whole shenanigans episodes that we were subjected to day after day after day. And he left on one of his beloved Make America Great rallies on Thursday, and the White House revealed that this is his 520th public rally. Think about that, Rick. I mean, with all of the record-breaking stock market reports and jobs reports and some very interesting news out of North Korea that they're interested to keep on talking. You didn't hear a lot about that in the media, of course, but it's an indicator that President Trump just keeps on keeping on, and that's kind of his modus operandi. That's what keeps him going. And meanwhile, the people that were behind a lot of the demonstrations that were happening at the during Brett Kavanaugh's Senate hearings, that was primarily the Women's March. As you recall, they brought almost a million women to Washington, a very powerful group, and has many, many allies out there, whether it's MoveOn.org or what have you. But anyway, Women's March has declared that the Trump resistance is now an all-out emergency. This is exactly what they're saying. The co-president of Women's March, whose name is Bob Bland, now Bob Bland is a female, okay? Anyway, this is what she has to say. This is an emergency, all-hands-on-deck moment for women across America. We know Brett Kavanaugh is against abortion, and now he thinks birth control is abortion. Donald Trump wants to drag women's rights back a generation or more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she says, if you vote against our birth control, we will vote you out of office. And again, she's calling this an emergency all-hand-on-deck moment. They're busy organizing. And meanwhile, President Trump is busy planning his next Make America Great rally. And the Republican National Committee has really pushed back against all that went on at the U.S. Senate this week. They've produced a new video called Crazy Town. And all they have to say is the left is crazy town. And they have supplied all sorts of images and phrases and video that supports that premise.
Well, it was crazy town in the Kavanaugh hearings from Spartacus himself, Cory Booker, all the way down to the protesters who kept chiming in at opportune moments. So that's the grassroots resistance. Then we've got the resistance at higher levels, those who are in apparently pretty high positions in the administration. We found them resisting with Bob Woodward, and we found one resisting with the New York Times. And that op-ed certainly snapped up the headlines this week, but Bob Woodward's book is not doing too badly, even though he kind of got overshadowed by the New York Times op-ed.
Yes, he did get a little overshadowed, but it didn't make much difference in terms of the popularity. In case you haven't heard, White House, veteran of covering all the White Houses and so forth and so on, Bob Woodward, Washington Post kind of guy, he has written a book called Fear, Trump in the White House. Now, believe it or not, Rick, after all of the hoopy-doo about that book, it's not going to even be published until Tuesday. It's not even out yet. And the point to remember is that the day the strategic leaks were given out to the press, Mr. Woodward's book hit number one at both Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and this is almost a week before it even gets published. This is a pretty hefty book. It's 450 pages long and doesn't have any named sources. The publisher is Simon & Schuster, but again, we have a mechanism in place, and the mechanism is called a friendly media. I mean, before his book is published, Bob Woodward got some great coverage, lots of these strategic leaks here and there. And you have to remember, this is a very familiar trajectory of certain kind of books, mostly anti-Trump books. Almost the exact same thing happened in January when Michael Wolff's book came out, Rick. That was Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. If you recall that book, and that created the same kind of fury. It was an instant, quote, blockbuster, and during that time, Mr. Trump also just kept on keeping on, and he had significant policy and diplomatic victories in the aftermath of that as well. And I think my friend Matthew Continetti, he's the editor-in-chief of the Washington Free Beacon, he kind of summed it up beautifully this week. He says, what is forgotten is that the president has operated in this atmosphere of emergency and crisis and imminent doom since he announced his campaign, and he's 100% right about that. No matter how dire the outcry, he moved on. His political standing remains stable. Trump will be Trump, and he will live to fight another day. So despite all that went on at the Senate and also the new Woodward book, Trump's keeping on.
What strikes me about this is all of the anonymity in the Woodward book and the anonymity in the op-ed piece from the New York Times. I mean, if you can look at named Democrats and named Republicans, congressmen and senators, who can look at the same thing and tell it two completely opposite ways, and they're identified. When they're not identified, how about the exaggeration? Is there a little bit of fabrication here? Does somebody not get it right? Did somebody hear something wrong? Did they forget it? Did they embellish it in their memory? I just don't know about anonymous sources. Is something that's really troubling about that.
Oh, I would agree with you there. And, you know, remember, too, that anonymous sources used to be a rarity in the news media. They used it for if there was truly a clandestine matter or a matter of national security that they wanted to get in front of the – that journalists wanted to get in front of the American people, and they would use the very rare anonymous source. And now, you know, anonymous sources are run-of-the-mill every single day. And I think in certain respects, journalists need to get away from doing that and remember their calling – and it is a sacred calling to inform the public in a very complicated world we live in. So my point is, that, and I think yours is too, that anonymous sources used to be rare, but they're not so rare anymore.
And this whole notion of senior-level administration official, who defines senior level? Come out of the shadows. Who is it? Speak up. Be a hero. You'll have 50% of the country loving you and probably throwing you a parade in San Francisco.
Or else they'll forget you the next day, because that's the kind of world we live in.
Omarosa who? And the media is reporting it as fact. And it's, we don't know who this high-level administration source is. We don't know if it's a high level or not, but it's reported as fact.
That's an extremely significant point you just made, Rick, because it's true. When you are reporting, could be hearsay, could be not, as fact, and it's presented and packaged as fact. That's the thing that goes on in broadcast a lot. Everything is hard news, but, hey, it may not be hard news. It may be, again, speculation, fabrication, or who knows what.
All right, so with everybody so worked up and the resistance obviously losing sleep at night, I wonder, you know, with everybody buying these books, when you've got an anti-Trump book coming out every 3 weeks and you read it, I wonder that how that makes a member of the resistance feel. Do they feel good about themselves? Is it reinforcing, or do they get really amped up and really upset? I don't know. Anyway, at the polls, there is a solution coming to the polls. Is that right?
There's always a solution at the polls. And the latest progressive and liberal strategy is how to get voters to the polls in the midterm. And, of course, they're using every kind of celebrity connection and so forth and so on. But the newest method to get voters to the polls, particularly millennial voters, is now there are going to be therapy dogs at the polls. Now, think about this. Who can resist a nice dog? Well, maybe not all the voters. And this is an effort, believe it or not, from billionaire activist Tom Steyer. Now, he is spending $110 million on voter outreach leading up into the midterm elections, and that's something we've known and talked about. But part of this outreach now includes using therapy dogs to persuade college students to vote when the time comes. And here's a very comprehensive overview from the Associated Press, and they are saying that students who were at the University of Wisconsin at Madison this summer, they were greeted by therapy dogs. And the minute they got a chance to, quote, ruffle the dog's ears, they were asked to register to vote. This whole thing is called Pups to the Polls. It's a kind of a gimmick here, but don't laugh. It's going to be in 11 battleground states, and this is coming from Next Gen America, and that is Tom Steyer's group. And certainly they have a new video out showing gorgeous little puppies swimming in a baby pool and so forth and so on. And they said it shouldn't take cute up to get you to the polls on November, but we'll have some with us anyway. Stop Trump and pet cute pups. This is Pups to the Polls. And they were selling a product with a Chihuahua, a Labrador, and a Terrier.
Miller Lite would get college students to the polls a lot easier and faster. But... You know, there was some talk a while back when Jeff Bezos was trying to make up his mind as to where to put the Amazon.com headquarters. What's the latest?
That's that's something that everyone is guessing about, and certainly we're guessing about it in the Washington, D.C. area, because Washington and its surrounding counties in Maryland and Virginia are all under consideration from Jeff Bezos. And this week, amid all the turmoil, the market value of Amazon hit $1 trillion. So that made a lot of people sit down and figure out how much Jeff Bezos is worth. And, of course, if you're curious, and this is coming not only from Forbes, but from Bloomberg Money and Time, everybody was looking at how much he makes. Anyway, he is now worth $168 billion to his name. His salary is $260 million a day. Okay, that came from Time magazine, who did all the math to figure out that Jeff Bezos is worth $230,000 a minute. And we've talked about this before. Senator Bernie Sanders got so angry when he heard about some of this. He's launched a petition against Mr. Bezos, he has found out that he only offers his employees $11 an hour. So meanwhile...
A true humanitarian.
Yeah, well, leave it to Bernie. He's still got his active petition against Mr. Bezos, but a lot of people are watching. When is HQ2, that's the name of the new headquarters for Amazon, and it's probably going to be about $6 billion to have it put up. But Forbes magazine is putting all their bets on the nation's capital. That's what they say. Of course, Bezos already owns the Washington Post, but this is what Forbes says. We are betting on Washington, D.C., where Bezos already has a base in which he has the talent, logistics, and access to influencers by shortlisting both the Virginia and Maryland suburbs as well as the District of Columbia. Bezos can also play the three governments against each other for the best sweetheart deal. And interesting about Bezos, he also told Forbes that he doesn't work in the now. He works 2 to 3 years ahead in the future. He says, I very rarely get pulled into the today. I get to work 2 or 3 years in the future, and most of my leadership team has the same setup. And he says he's working on quarterly reports for 2021 right now. So that's some insights into Mr. Bezos, who may move his headquarters here.
So if you feel that you're creative and would like to put your creativity to good use, the Coast Guard could use a few good men or women?
It could use some innovative people. This is actually a contest, and it's a significant one that is being organized by the Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate and the U.S. Coast Guard's Research and Development Center. They are looking, they call it the Ready for Rescue Challenge. And what they want is solutions for boater safety. This is what they are interested in. They want someone to design a new life jacket or personal flotation device that makes people easier to find if they're in the water. They're saying when a person is separated from their boat or other watercraft, they can be left isolated in open waters. A life jacket or personal flotation device keeps them afloat. However, a person in the water is a small moving target, and even a successful rescue mission locating that person can take hours. They're looking for effective, affordable ideas to help someone be more recognizable when they fall in the water. Okay? This sounds crazy, but here it is. It's a $225,000 competition. I can't give you all the details. If you're interested, if you have a son or a daughter who's a whiz in college design, check it out. It's called readyforrescuechallenge.com. Again, readyforrescuechallenge.com. There's $225,000 at stake.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter @HarperBulletin. Thank you, and have a nice weekend.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
6:49 on the Saturday morning update, and it's a Redskins weekend. Our coverage begins 3:25 tomorrow afternoon as the Redskins take on the Arizona Cardinals. Adrian Peterson will suit up against his former teammates. Catch the game right here on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Tony Rodriguez is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning. Tony?
Good morning. DC traffic not looking half bad. 395 as of now is quiet between Edsel Road and the 14th Street Bridge. However, the HOV lanes are shut down for a construction zone, but of course that shouldn't cause you any issues. The through lanes will do you just fine. If you're headed along New Hampshire Avenue just before you get up towards University Boulevard, reports of two right lanes being blocked because of some debris in the roadway, surely because of the heavy rains last night. I'm Tony Rodriguez, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It looks cloudy today and a high of 72. Rain tomorrow will only get up to 66 on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Outside in Washington, 72 degrees, and that's about what it's going to max out at today. 10 minutes to 7 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us, and it is always great to be joined by Gordon Chang, and he has authored Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. He is a columnist for the Daily Beast. Gordon, it's great to have you back with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick.
Major news on Friday in the relationship between North Korea and the United States, as President Trump is expecting a positive letter to be delivered from Kim Jong-un. If you could give us your assessment of what the significance of that letter is.
I think that Kim Jong-un, the North Korean ruler, is trying to stall the United States. Kim has a really big month. He's meeting Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president. He could very well end up meeting Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler. There is even talk of Kim meeting Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok. And if it doesn't occur this month, it could be next month. So I think that what Kim is trying to do is to build relations with Russia, China, South Korea. So that sort of bulletproofs him from U.S. sanctions. I don't think that it will work, but nonetheless, I think that essentially we're seeing Kim do his best to try to keep Trump at bay, at least for a few more months.
Stories Friday that South Korea appears to be on a path to violating U.N. sanctions against North Korea. What's taking place there?
South Korea wants to open up a liaison office at the Kaesong Industrial Complex, which is just north of the demilitarized zone. When Kaesong was opened, there were about 125 light manufacturing operations from South Korea. They were shoveling somewhere between $90 million to maybe $110 million a year into the coffers of North Korea. And fortunately, Park Geun-hye, who was the previous president, shut that down. Now Moon Jae-in, her predecessor, wants to open it back up again, put more money into the Kim regime. But even just opening this liaison office is a sanctions violation, and the South Koreans appear intent on doing it. We want to try to stop them, but Moon Jae-in is very, very determined to do this.
You know, it's interesting. We facilitate a bridge between North and South Korea after decades of hostility. So as those two countries seem to be getting closer, but we're not really a part of that family, and it's as though we're somewhat being excluded from that family at this point. Is that a valid possibility?
Well, certainly. I think that's exactly what's happening. We have the two Korean leaders trying to put their country back together again. For Moon Jae-in, it's not really that important that Kim Jong-un is the worst human rights violator in the world. It's not important that Kim Jong-un has ballistic missiles. For Moon Jae-in, the most important thing is to unify the two Koreas. So he has a very different agenda than we do. And as you point out, President Trump has made it possible for him to have these overtures and to undermine American denuclearization efforts. This was Moon is not being loyal to all of these efforts. And so I think this is a real problem between Seoul and Washington right now. We just have very, very different ways of looking at the world and very different objectives.
I want to turn to a tweet of yours this week, and I will just read it verbatim. U.S. charges North Korean hacker for Sony and other attacks. U.S. Treasury says he operated from Chinese soil. no surprise because the Sony hack was launched from a Chinese IP address. So how come nobody from China is charged? It's a very good question.
Yeah, this is a question that really goes back into the previous administration when it was known that the Sony hacks were launched from Chinese IP addresses. But the administration then said only North Korea was involved. That can't be the case because China maintains the Great Firewall. It's the most sophisticated set of Internet controls. They had to know of those attacks going out from China. And, of course, the hundreds of terabytes of data that were being exfiltrated from Sony and coming back into China. We know that North Korean hackers operate openly from Chinese soil, especially the Chilbosan Hotel in Shenyang. And so we just ignored China's involvement in this. And, you know, we can always complain about the North Koreans, but it's really becoming our fault because we know who's behind this. It's not just the North Koreans, it's the Chinese, and we just ignore Beijing's involvement.
You are a renowned expert on North Korea, South Korea, China. What would you say to the foreign policy experts in Washington once they receive this letter from Kim Jong-un, assuming it's positive but probably noncommittal? What would you tell them to do as a strategy next?
Well, I don't know if I'm a renowned expert, but what I would say, though, is that we should not be bashful about using American power. You know, a lot of people say, well, we can't go back to a maximum pressure campaign. You know, we just got to accept what the Chinese are doing. I don't think so. You know, we could take those big four Chinese banks, put them out of business because they've been money laundering for the North Koreans. We have all sorts of leverage over the Russians and the South Koreans. And we have not wanted to use our power for various reasons. But right now, with events getting beyond our control, as we've just discussed, I think that President Trump needs to use America's economic diplomatic power because we can disarm North Korea short of the use of force. And, you know, we have decided for various reasons not to use our leverage, and I think this is becoming our fault.
Gordon Chang, you can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang, and, of course, his website is GordonChang.com. Thank you, Gordon. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Rick.
6:56 now on the Saturday morning update. Action-packed 7 o'clock hour coming up. We'll have Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we'll be talking with John Gizzi and get the very latest on that New York Times op-ed and speculation as to who done it.
Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient drug and alcohol addiction treatment for those in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Our passionate team of physicians, nurses, and master-level clinicians will partner with you to identify and address the root causes of your addiction through the utilization of a structured curriculum and individualized treatment plans that are custom-tailored to address your specific needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, call Recovery Centers of America now. 1-800-RECOVERY.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these. But the truth is, there can be costs to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Now is a great time to get in touch with your financial advisor. This is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-694-1010. That's 800-694-1010. 1010, 800-694-1010, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Alex Smith era begins.
The consistency that he has.
He's a natural born leader.
He's one of those guys.
Hope he'll be here for the next 10 years.
Redskins, Cardinals. Coverage begins Sunday at 3:25.
Redskins touchdown!
WMAL.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Wilson at thehybridagent.com, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our hybrid model, now powered by Keller Williams, combines the best in people, process, and technology while saving our clients thousands in real estate commissions. As a matter of fact, we've already saved our clients over $50 million. Check us out at thehybridagent.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's thehybridagent.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.